was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadow, behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lori, take it away.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I am, of course, your co-host, Lori Anderson, joined with Tom Lacavera-Stewart, the host, Resurrect the Republic. And today's date is January the 8th, 2018. Today is a day that will be remembered for centuries to come. Today was the day that the federal government was harshly reprimanded and told an astounding no. You cannot violate the people's unalienable rights confirmed in the Constitution and then willfully engage in a conspiracy to cover up unlawful, militarized action on the American soil while violating due process of law and expect to get by with it. Today, truth stood in the face of tyranny and won. I am speaking of the case of the Bundy defendants, Ammon, Cliven, Ryan Bundy, and Ryan Payne. Today, charges were dismissed with prejudice, never able to be brought up again against them. We have a guest, John Lamb, on the line who was at the courthouse live, and he will be giving us a much more detailed information, and we thank him so much for everything he has done. Without what John Lamb has done, exposing what has gone on in the courts for all this time, I do not believe this would have been possible. Hello, John, and welcome to the show. Hello. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Lori. Thanks for having me on. It was a great day today, and we're just so excited yet. We're still kind of in shock down here. Even if we thought it might have been coming, it was just unbelievable that it actually happened and that the judge did the right thing today. So it,
I'm with you on that, brother.
Yeah, it was shocking. We did get some news today, and we're still trying to vet it, make sure it's totally correct. So what I'm going to tell you on this little bit here is kind of the tail end, but of what I was going to say at the beginning. But Roger Stone, if any of you know him, he made a call to us today, and he says that he has been talking to Trump, and Trump is going to, he says, a blanket pardon for everyone who was involved in with the Bundys in Oregon and Nevada both. So we're hoping this is going to be true, and we don't know when that's going to take place.
John, yeah. Are you referring to the comment that was made by the gentleman in the you?
The dinner.
Yeah. From my sources
that
so
was
far.
Dean Ryan.
Yep. So from my sources so far, who spoke directly to Roger Stone, it was reported that what he said was that Trump was prepared to do that, he believed. I don't want to get people's hopes too far up.
I know, we don't.
Right, right. But this is coming directly from what I'm told, directly from Roger Stone, was that he said he believed that Trump was prepared to do that, but that it was, I think that the gentleman there in all of our excitement may have very strongly stated something, and I don't want to detract from the fact that, you know, but yeah, I wanted to clarify that. Go ahead, brother.
I'm glad you did, because I haven't really, with everything going on today, it's been a very crazy day today, you know, if you can believe it down here, but I wanted to vet it. So I wanted to make sure we had a lot to find out there. So other than that, we started out this morning with a large crowd of people there. There was, I didn't get an exact number, but from what we got in the courtroom and what was outside the courtroom yet, there was a couple hundred people there. We had the courtroom packed out, and there was close to 100 people that did not get to make it. I was in the middle of the line, and literally they were trying to choose if I was going to go in the courtroom or if I was not. And everybody in line said, no, you have to let John in. You have to, you know, everybody started chanting and saying, you got to let him in. He's got a report. Somebody will leave, you know, so they made room for me. You know, I got inside the courtroom just barely. I was one of the last people that was allowed inside. And the judge started off kind of like she did a couple of weeks ago with the Brady violations when they really got opened up and exposed. And she did nothing but reprimand the prosecutors and tell them that it was a gross misconduct again. And I'm not even using the strongest words that she used, but she used some pretty strong words today. You know, reprimanded them for what happened here and how the FBI took a role in this by lying and deceiving and bring it, you know, withholding evidence from this case and that would have proved innocence. And she said there was no way this trial can ever go again or be retried. There's just no way for a fair trial, that all the evidence would be for the defense totally as innocence. And that there was just no way to have another trial. She released Ivan Bundy today and the other four defendants of this indictment and totally dissolved the indictment against Ivan Bundy. What we don't know 100%, and we've discussed this with the attorneys, we've still got four other defendants that are on pretrial release. Joe O'Shaughnessy, you know, Jason Woods, and David and Mel Bundy. And we feel right now, but what we're understanding, you know, it was kind of vague in there, but we're understanding that they can't even be tried. No other trials, she said, can go forward in this case. And so we're going to have to get some answers and clarification on that, but it doesn't appear at this moment that they can try them at all. So that's something we're hoping for, but she did release Clive, and he came out of there within just a couple of hours later. He was out and released and talked to all of us and back on his farm, back to the ranch, you know. So it was exciting.
That is beautiful.
They did take Ryan Payne into custody right after the hearing for Oregon because he took a plea deal there. And they ended up re-releasing him today, this afternoon. So he's back at again at the time. We have a hearing tomorrow to determine a lot of that, what's going to happen, if he can go back to Montana to his home until he's sentenced, or whether he's got time served. So a lot of litigation yet in the works the next couple of days, but everything is looking really good. It's we're excited down here. Tomorrow, we got another big thing happening here, Clive and Bundy at 1 o'clock. He says his sheriff let him down, and he's doing a press conference tomorrow, 1 o'clock in front of the sheriff's office here in Las Vegas. So
I love it.
God bless him.
For a public press conference. So we'll all be there. We'll be live streaming that. We'll be, what he has to say.
Well, now, John, I do have a question for you, because I know with the Brady violations and the different things, previously it was not brought up. Was the, from what I understand, was the Wooten email brought up by the judge this time?
It was brought up again. She went over about how the prosecution and the FBI went out of their way to pretty much destroy this man's life for speaking up, demoting him, taking him off of the investigation, and how that was another way, I'm trying to think of the words to use, but a gross misconduct of their job again. She went on to say as much as the prosecution even violated the Constitution. And she used the word a reckless disregard of the Constitution by the prosecutors. So she went over
the beyond. I'm going to fall out of my chair.
Words.
Hold on.
I know, it was scary. I couldn't believe I was even hearing it. In a courtroom where they was taking my Constitution away from me at the beginning of these trials. So
that is amazing. This is awesome news.
It was. It was overwhelming. I mean, I was sitting with the Bundy family there on the front rows, and they were just weeping and crying from all of them. It's been a long couple of years for everybody, and it was well deserved for this family. This family deserves to be reunited. Ammon Bundy just within an hour or so of having the LD's charges dropped, he was in a vehicle. He's heading back to Idaho this afternoon, heading back to his family. Ryan Bundy was all excited. He went back to his family. Ivan went back to the ranch. So right now we're kind of waiting to see what happened with Ryan Payne. And I took him home, you know, just before Christmas. And we rode the 1,000 miles from Las Vegas to Montana. I dropped him off. He hadn't seen these children in 2 years, you know, while being incarcerated, ever since the refuge. And he got to see his family. Got to reunite with them, and kind of sad to bring him back here, but it looks like this is going to be short, and he's going to get to go back again. So we're hoping to leave in the next few days and get back to Montana and get him back to his family here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it, to me, was amazing that today so many people did not realize what was going on, of course, because mainstream media doesn't cover real news. They have to cover a lot of things that he said, she said, and you know, what kind of ice cream someone is eating. Real news, this affects every individual within the United States of America, and today was a victory for everyone. Whether you agreed with Clive and Bundy or not, whether you agree with the land grabs or not, this is about due process. This is about, is the federal government allowed to make up the information in order to be able to convict people and tell blatant lies. Now, did she happen to mention Daniel Love and the Kill Book at all?
That there was nothing mentioned of him, of Daniel Love at all, or this Kill Book, except as the Wooten letter and everything that was involved in it. She just mentioned that letter and mentioned Wooten's position and job, and that was all that was mentioned. It was a pretty short hearing overall. He did go over each one of the Brady violations again and only mentioned the ones that had been talked about before. So we know about 8 Brady violations that are actually brought up overall. There's still 12 more that have been brought up in motions that the judge never even talked about. That was just became mute.
So, and I would say now it won't be either.
Yeah, now it's
of course it's dismissed with prejudice. They can never bring it up again. So I would say that they're going to keep those other 12 under lock and key, more than likely.
But the information, the information isn't that different with the other defendants. So I don't see how they can proceed against them.
Right.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention that I think is noteworthy, John. I understand that some of the jurors who were dismissed arrived today. Is that the case?
They did. We had multiple jurors in the courtroom today. We had multiple ones that didn't even make it into the courtroom. They were standing out in the lobby area with us as we was all trying to get in. Several of them even went out to eat with us this afternoon. We had a little celebration dinner for some of the people there, and some good talks with them. They were actually celebrating with us, and they had seen through all these lies. So it was awesome that they're taking a part, you know, that they did their part, they did their duty, and they seen through it also. So there's no way and the government can
get that's amazing because they saw anybody. They were a lot of that information was actually withheld from them, and they saw through it.
Definitely was, yes. And back to that information here, the judge had another hearing today, this afternoon. It was a sealed hearing, just like always, with the Las Vegas Review-Journal and several other the media. And she is unsealing most all of this stuff. She's given the order. So we are expected to start getting all of this. Everything is supposed to be unsealed, all the motions unsealed, with the just exceptions of a few names that they're going to keep redacted to protect certain different agents and people that were involved. But other than that, it's going to be unsealed to the public. The gag order has been taken off, so most of these attorneys told us, well, our gag order was released this afternoon, so we can talk about it now. We are not under no gag order any longer. That was removed today also. So she's allowing them to become public.
Nice.
That's nice. I also noticed that the former, I don't know if they still are, but I know that I noticed in some of the videos, former confidential informants for the FBI were actually there to see what the hearing, what came out of the judge's decision today. One does wonder, have those individuals maybe realized what's going on and maybe are celebrating on behalf of that, or no?
It was very interesting, you know. And I have my opinion sometimes, and it's hard to my feelings and opinions, you know, when these different informants show up and they're there. I know that one of them, you know, Terry Linnell, she's been quite open about being an informant. She testified in the trials there in Oregon, and was testifying for the defense team, and she has come out and spoke some. We know of other cases, and I have found this firsthand, and firsthand knowledge of this talking to her, that she has informed on, you know, took in other jobs besides the refuge since the refuge for the FBI. But she hasn't totally possibly quit. She might have at this point, I don't know, you know, what she's doing, but she has told me of other jobs. One of them was that she took a job after the refuge to go to Jeanette Finicum's meetings that she had, scheduled conferences and things, and she was there to inform for the FBI. So it's kind of scary when these people, that's the type of work they've done, and they've informed in the past and had people locked up innocently, and even a man got killed because of some of these informants telling lies.
If you see something, say something, comrade.
That's right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes. One question real quick. Was my favorite confidential FBI informant there too?
Was not. No sign at all. That was awesome. We was happy that that wasn't there. I'm sure that one there is sulking at home.
Good. That's where she belongs.
No
after I caught her.
Problem.
After I snagged her words in the Washington. What was it? The Washington Times or Washington Post? Yeah. Real nice. Real nice. This is what we've come to in America. Other Americans are, oh, Lord, I'm not going to get started. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
John, can you hear me?
Yes.
John, do you have any information on the punishment that they're going to have for these attorneys, the FBI, and the other agencies and agents that have acted with their misbehavior and unlawful behavior? Is there any news on what's going to happen to them?
No news has come out yet publicly that I know of, except that Steve Myrie is supposed to be retiring. So I'm not for sure the extent that that's going to happen, but this was his last case.
Okay,
thank you. So, yes.
You know, the one thing that bothers me about that is they get allowed to retire, so they sit on the taxpayer dime while they have acted unlawfully against the taxpayers. And I think they shouldn't be allowed to do that. If they are found with misconduct, personally, I think they shouldn't be allowed for retirement.
Well, I don't know what Lori's, what Texas 101 there, I don't know what her position is, but I do believe that the violations that the prosecution as well as the agents were involved with violated the rights of the defendants, and therefore I don't believe that they have coverage or protection privately. Is that not the case there, Texas?
It depends on their immunity level and who they work for, which agency they work for. That I'd have to look into. But they violated their fellow man, and that's something that they should pay for, whether they're in a position or not. That was a violation against another one of mankind, and that we shouldn't tolerate. They should have some form of punishment.
One thing I noticed in court when the judge said she violated the Constitution, that these prosecutors violated their Constitution, that's a violation of their oath they took.
That's treason.
Treason, and I'm not being up on all the laws like I should be.
Yes. Treason is not death or hanging. It can be anywhere, I believe, from 5 years in prison, maybe 1 to 5 years in prison, to death. So there is a prison term for that. And it doesn't go as drastic as what people used to think it is. So if she did indeed say that they were in violation of the Constitution and it's treason, then they should be serving prison time. And I say put them in for the 2 years they put everybody else in. And if they have somebody going in there for 60-plus years, they serve 60-plus years. That's how it goes.
Exactly.
You know? You're here.
Absolutely. So once again... real quick, John, I just wanted to ask you this real quick before you got off of here, because I know you're busy. Today, Judge Navarro was supposed to decide whether or not the case against Joe O'Shaughnessy, Jason Woods, Mel Bundy, and Dave Bundy are going to be dismissed or continue to go forward with trial in February. Have you heard whether she's made that decision yet?
It hasn't been made. We're hoping to know at 11 o'clock tomorrow. It doesn't appear the case is going to go forward. It appears that the indictment has been totally dissolved, which, with Clive and Bundy being the main one on that listed and on down, it looks like it dissolved the whole thing. But we haven't got a clear answer yet, and supposedly at 11 o'clock tomorrow we should have that.
Well, I hope you do. And I hope, once again, that's dismissed with prejudice and they get to walk free and we get to have another, just a week full of Constance. You know, this is excellent news. I want to thank you so much for everything you do, John.
Thank you, John.
For being at the courthouse and being an observer and reporting to everybody, because I'm going to tell you, nobody
would
know.
And for being there for me when I was inside. You were always on the other side there when I picked up the phone and called you, whether you were traveling, whether you were in front of the courthouse, and I have to personally thank you for being there for me too, brother.
Well, you're welcome. It was my honor, and I would do it for you again. So,
same here, John.
Yes.
I believe we have a caller on the line, and I'm not sure if the caller wants to ask John a question. Are you up for taking a question, John?
I can take a couple more minutes. Yes.
Okay. Joel, how are you doing this evening? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. It's kind of a rhetorical question, just mainly to get my point across. And if it's true that President Trump is going to pardon anyone involved with the Bundy case, my point is, would that include the prosecutors and the FBI and the BLM?
No, I'll take this question. What Roger Stone specifically said, so that we get his words clear, the best that I understand them, was that Trump, he believed that Trump was prepared to go ahead and take that action. Now, we still need to hear from Roger directly to clarify that any further. However, I don't foresee Trump engaging in pardoning people that willfully disregarded the law and violated the rights of folks, especially leaning towards the base that support him. But that's my speculation. And that's really all that we can do is speculate at this point. I would love to have more information about this pardon business, and it will be reported here. And trust me when I tell you that we have a direct line into that arena of information. So if you hear it, you're likely going to hear it on either John Stadtmiller's show or my show first. Trust me, or it'll come from John or one of the Bundys. But that's the best information that we have available right now.
Okay, one more quick thing. You have said in the past that there was things you can't talk about because they were ongoing. Are they still ongoing and you can't talk about them, or can you talk more about it now?
Until a determination is made, you should know within a couple days. Within a couple days, I imagine. I also have to check in with the situation here, just as a formality, with what's going on here in Oregon with a couple people that are still tripped up, but I don't think that should be a problem. Most likely, when these four are cut loose, that'll pretty much give me free rein to discuss things at length as to what I saw. But really, I don't think we could have gotten any better news. Now it's all in the details. So when you guys want to know some of the details of the things that were going on in Oregon, I'll be able to share that more when all determinations are made in these cases. You have to understand there's things that went on and that could affect how somebody or the information that somebody may or may not be using in their defense. So I'm still halfway in. I'm not fully on the outside sitting where you are with all of the communications and all of it. So I'm kind of limited. So you have to be a little patient with me there, brother.
Okay, just checking. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Thank you for your call. And John, we know that you're really busy. And I know that you got to go. God bless you, brother. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on. God bless.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
And Mike, if you could reach out, and I believe Shauna Cox and Laz are they chimed in. So if you want to try and reach out to them.
Well, Tom, if you would like, I have Clive and Bundy's first speech, and I have that his first statement as soon as he was released, and we can share that with the audience while Mike is trying to get a hold of Laz.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I saw the footage of him pulling up on the ranch. That was just so, oh my God, with the grandkids and everything else. What a beautiful homecoming. But I think that would be very appropriate. Go ahead, Lori.
Okay, Mike, if you would, please play LV1.
No, I think we can skip that for one time.
I've been a political prisoner for right at 700 days today. I come in this as an innocent man, and I'm going to leave as an innocent man. My defense is a 15-second defense. I raise my cattle only on Clark County, Nevada land, and I have no contract with the federal government. This court has no jurisdiction or authority over this matter. And I have put up with this court in America as a critical prisoner for 2 years. And am I mad at the federal government? I am not mad at the federal government. I am mad at my local government, which is supposed to protect my life, liberty, and property. My county commissioners, my governor, and my county sheriff. By the way, my county sheriff has lied in the federal courts. And he doesn't make me happy at all. And we have judges, federal judges, that signs court orders. They monitor my constitution. They don't pay attention to the constitution at all. And you know, I'm not true. there's a lot of haters and betters in this fight. There's a freedom for American people and a standard that we are set to. We have a constitution, inspired constitution, that is not only the foundation, but the blueprint for this country to run on. And not only a blueprint for this country, but a blueprint that will work in any nation on this earth. It's a constitution of very limited power for a central government, and gives all of the power to the people, and gives us a chance to have a republic form of government in our counties and cities. That's what Bundy stands for, and I'm happy to be a producer. A producer that produces something good to eat. I harvest my cattle, a southwestern desert, a renewable resource, and makes an edible commodity, red beef. It's good to eat. It's a steak. That's what's for dinner.
What's your plans now?
That's where I'm headed.
And God bless America today.
What are your plans now?
You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened in this court this last few days. Judge Navarro, she did the government a very big favor. The federal government a very big favor, and she did the local government a very big favor. She protected them. She protected the county sheriff. If we had went on in this court for a few more hours even, there would have been a lot of discovery made. There would have been entrapment brought forth. There would have been Lombardo's lies brought forth. There were a lot of things that she covered up and protected from coming to the media and to the people. If we go back to court, they'll all come out. In fact, I was really disappointed when we lost our jury, because we had a jury that we could bring this to. What do we have in America if we don't have a jury? The only thing left about our Constitution is basically our jury. And we had a jury set, and we were starting to be able to tell our story to the jury, and we would have... There's not a jury in America that would ever convict us. BLM, it comes to the new empowerment, it'll be the very same thing as last. We will petition our sheriff to protect our life, liberty, and property. We never had a standoff with the federal government. We had a protest to our county sheriff. We asked our county sheriff to disarm the federal government, and he did not disarm the federal bureaucrats. He let we the people go before 150-200 army of the federal government, putting not only Bundy's life in danger, but putting America's people in danger. He allowed the federal government and their army. When since did the federal government supposed to have an army that comes against we the people? When did that ever happen in America? It happened on Bundy Ranch. They stuck their guns down our throats. And that is definitely not what our founding fathers intended to happen in America. The whole world is looking at us. Why is America acting like this? Why are we allowing the federal government and these bureaucracies to have armies? That's a big question the world wants to know. We're not done with this. If the federal government comes after us again, we will definitely tell them the truth. And that's all we've ever tried to do, is tell them the truth. The media needs to wake up and understand what I mean when I say a 15-second defense. I graze my cattle only on Clark County, Nevada land.
Okay, we're switching over right now live to Matt Shea with breaking news. Breaking news from Matt Shea.
Hello, everyone. This is Matt Shea. A busy day today. I had a video update earlier, but I have some breaking news for you right now on Readout News, and really thank Sherry Duvall, and also I thank everyone out there that has been sending me emails left and right on their concerns over potential abuse of public resources by a particular individual in downtown Spokane. Now, right now, I have received some documents. I just posted those up online. at Readout News and also on my personal Facebook page. And this is a termination letter from the city of Spokane to Bob West, the vice chair of the Sheriff's Citizen Advisory Board here in Spokane County. This letter, I want to read a couple things from it, says the following, that his behavior violated, quote, employee activities and use of public facilities for election advocacy. This is a specific policy in the city of Spokane. And also that his behaviors, quote, were not fully willful and were made in part due to outside forces, end quote. That's what Bob West was alleging as part of a hearing back on, it looks like, December 21st, 2017. What does this mean? It means that Bob West was fired for using public facilities for election advocacy. His daughter, Brandy Peets, was running for election for the Spokane Valley City Council at the time. And it also says that Mr. West is applying for retirement on top of this, and he has been terminated not just for this reason, but also for several other incidents prior to that where, and I want to make sure I'm reading this exactly the way it is on here, for, quote, his continued failure to comply with city personnel policies and procedures. That's why he was terminated effective December 21st, 2017 at 5 p.m., end quote. What were those policies that were violated? Quote, a one-day suspension issued on August 23rd, 2017 for violating general harassment, anti-bullying, and here's the key, anti-retaliation policies, end quote. This is, folks, an incredibly alarming document that the vice chair of the Sheriff's Citizen Advisory Board has been fired, and some of the things that are being alleged here, among them using facilities for election advocacy, violation of anti-bullying and anti-retaliation policies, is raising a lot of questions. Tonight, I am launching a legislative investigation into this. I want to see if there is a legislative remedy to prevent this from ever happening again, that public resources in a law enforcement arm of the city of Spokane could have potentially been used for political purposes is very alarming indeed. In addition to this, it's unknown who this, quote, outside forces are. I think if there has been illegal behavior here and laws have been broken and maybe a criminal investigation is pending, I don't know. We're going to have to look into this and find out, because if laws have been broken and there's an implication that there are other individuals involved as well in this, we need to make sure that we take every step we can to clean up corruption wherever it is in this country. And right now, the allegations are that it is in our own backyard. Now, many of you saw the national video that I broke last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, in regards to the Bundy trial. The Bundys were, there was a mistrial with prejudice. They were cleared today and let out. And in that decision, the judge very specifically called out misconduct on the part of the prosecutors. And some of the words used are some of the strongest I've seen ever with a judge rebuking prosecutors. But really what was key in that case was the allegations of federal misconduct inside the BLM. And we are going to be, again on Wednesday, sending a letter requesting an investigation by Congress, the Trump administration, specifically Secretary Zinke and the Attorney General Sessions, into the handling of this case as well. It just goes to show you, we have to be ever vigilant. We have to be ever vigilant in our defense of freedoms. And now we're seeing what appears to be some significant allegations against Bob West, again, the vice chair of the Sheriff's Citizen Advisory Board in Spokane County, and using public resources for political purposes, and also violating policies such as anti-bullying and anti-retaliation. Now, many people in Spokane County have contacted me with concerns about retaliation coming from specific people in positions of power. And it's our job, I believe, as legislators in our oversight capacity, because money flows down to a lot of these agencies, to make sure that people and their rights are protected. That is the role of government, to protect our right to life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. And so it is my duty, I believe, and the duties of other elected officials in Spokane County to look into this and to seek legislative solutions to prevent this from ever happening again, and also to hold accountable those who are violating our laws and abusing the public trust. Once again, this is Matt Shea. Thank you very much for watching. Make sure you spread this far and wide. It's always the people that defend liberty. Remember that. May God bless you, and good night.
I love it when Matt Shea launches investigations. Man, that man is on the ball. Sounds like he has a little bit of a swamp to drain in Washington State.
I think those swamps are everywhere.
Yeah, but they're being it's not going quietly into the night. We're not.
Right, absolutely not. We have mad respect for Representative Matt Shea, who hopefully we will have soon on the show. Our listeners,
yeah, he was supposed to be here, and then, you know, with my schedule and his schedule, we've just been butting heads. And oh, and for our listeners out there, we're going to be having G. Edward Griffin, it looks like, either on the 23rd or the 24th of this month. He'll be joining us. I look very much forward to seeing what his outlook is on all of this, too. I hope our audience should be well informed of who G. Edward Griffin is. He's the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, and Lord knows he's been plugging against this Marxist threat for a long time.
Are you on it, or are you just listening?
No, I'm on. Oh. Hello?
Oh, is that Shauna? I think I hear Shauna in the background. Is that you, Shauna?
That's Sherry from Redoubt News.
Is that Sherry? Hey, Sherry DeValley.
Hey, all how's right. it going?
Oh, it's good. Blessed to hear your voice, my dear. The work that you have done, we all owe you a debt of absolute gratitude, and we thank you for it.
It's a team effort. If we all don't put in our part, it's not going to get done.
Amen to that. Do you have anything you'd like to say to our audience while you have their ear? Good Lord, you've been covering this so well.
God is good. There's the message right there. God is good. He answers.
I can't disagree with you there. I can't disagree
Amen
with you there.
Amen to that. Hey, Sherry,
All of our listeners, real quick, you know, we've talked about Redoubt News. As soon as I get out of here, we'll have links to Redoubt News all over our website, and we really, really want you to spread their content far and wide. Go ahead, Lori. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, are you still in Las Vegas? And if you are, what is the current atmosphere around there? I know I heard earlier on one of the live streams, even the fire department was getting involved by honking their horns.
It is celebration all over the city right now, all over the county. Oh. We're celebrating everywhere I've turned around and looked.
Praise God.
This is a great day. It is a day that's going to go down in the history books. And Clive and Bundy is home, and he's a free man, and he stood his ground, and he showed the world that one man can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Amen.
He stood for truth in the face of tyranny, and truth won.
And he stood for God.
Yes.
That's right.
For God is truth.
And he's given every bit of this world to God.
Absolutely. And now, are you going to be covering tomorrow Clive and Bundy's press conference in front of the sheriff's office?
Yes, I will. It'll be live streamed on Redoubt News.
Wonderful. So everyone, you hear that? It will be live streamed on Redoubt News, Clive and Bundy's press conference in front of the sheriff's department tomorrow. We look forward to that. Thank you so much for everything that you have done, Sherry. I just want to say we have much appreciation for everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate everything you're doing as well. Like I say, it's one team effort, and we all have our part in it.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I would be remiss if I didn't say it's time now to really focus on the Hammonds. The Hammonds.
Absolutely.
Free the Hammonds.
Right, We put out another story on the Hammonds just this weekend.
Yes, I saw. Yesterday, and I shared.
We did a nice story on them. Go to readoutnews.com, and you can, you know, get the whole backstory there.
Absolutely,
yeah, Mike,
and we will
Mike,
share
Mike, if you would go to Readout News and pull that up, and if you could post that on RBN, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, I do believe we also have Laz with us. I think he's there, and I understand that he tried to make contact with a certain senator. Good Lord! Oh, Laz! You want to tell us a little bit about that, Laz?
Well, you know, after this amazing victory and seeing this corrupt senator Harry Reid wave his finger, you know, at the Bundys and the political prisoners, I think it was righteous and justice to bring this criminal to a forum where the American people can judge for themselves with respect to the ruling and his conduct as a senator, as a U.S. senator. So let me clarify that, which is sad to say, and actually calling him a U.S. senator when he was the most probably corrupt senator Washington, D.C. ever seen. Which, you know, this is the purpose of why we had to go and make an effort to bring out the American people, hey, this is where this corrupt senator residing and how he hides behind a guarded community with guns. How hypocritical is it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wonder what his opinion or statements were to the... did he ever make a statement or a response to
no.
The federal government getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar? Because that also placed Harry Reid's hands in the cookie jar, because remember, he went on national news trying to call the Bundys and the supporters domestic terrorists. I remember that well.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I wanted to go to his house when you call them domestic terrorists. Yeah, they were found during their peers twice in Oregon, not guilty, and then come over here for a mistrial in respect to the de facto government under his jurisdiction with Neil Crones going after the Hammonds and the Bundys. I mean, this is epic when I think about it. Bringing this corrupt senator and go to his doorstep at his house here in Nevada, in Henderson, Nevada, and tell him, hey, how about this ruling, punk? And, you know, I was hoping with the reaction of the guard's face when I told him about the Bundy trial, what he thinks about it, I think it was speechless. I think he got an earful and basically hung up. The reaction of the guard was priceless.
I saw the live stream, and you were reasonably contained, and you were respectful enough, so they can't make any allegations against you. I watched live, and you asked for an interview, and of course you were denied an interview and told exactly where you could turn around and how you could leave.
You know, I think we should start calling these individuals that are like Harry Reid a political mafia. I think that's fitting.
Well, they are. They are. He had wild accusations against Clive and Bundy for having American people around his house with lawfully carrying and protecting his body, while the entire time that is how Harry Reid lives his life. It is a hypocrisy in its finest. And not only that, but Harry Reid isn't surrounded by SWAT team snipers and German shepherds. You know, so his sense of security is merely a response to the tyranny that he exerts over the lives of other people. Where Clive and Bundy, look, this man is a hardworking man of the land. I don't think that Harry Reid could work one day on the Bundy ranch doing what Clive does and not fall apart or have his brother punch him in the eye again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to.
This corrupt senator can't live one day. You know, he's an Ivy League kid. You know, he doesn't know what ranching is all about, and $1 is hard worth. I mean, we have spoon fed this criminal with our tax dollars, which is, I mean, it's crazy when you have lots of mothers and fathers out there, and single families that barely make ends meet, And yet this criminal lives behind a gated community and stealing land from the ranches of the Native Americans, including their mineral water and lands. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The water, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that we're going to be getting well into in the coming days. I know that you're familiar with Grindall 61 on YouTube, which is a hardcore activist out there in California. And, you know, he had shared with me some of the modus operandi of the corporations and the politicos behind the scenes capturing the water rights from the people. And let me tell you something, you know, when you talk to most people about environmental law and water rights, you know, you lose them a little bit because it's not jazzy, it's not exciting. You know, it's not cowboys on horses, and I'm telling you, you want to talk about something sinister? It makes Al Capone look like a Boy Scout. What these people mm-hmm. are doing?
You know, Trump mentioned that today. President Trump, he attended the American Farm Bureau's annual convention in Tennessee today, and he spoke out actually against the federal agencies and he used the word assault. Assaulting the people, the farmers, the ranchers, the miners of the United States of America. He spoke out about the quote unquote water rights issue, where the federal government agencies had used the quote unquote well intended water issue to actually assault people and making it where they cannot use their lands. He spoke out against that today. I've got a clip of that for later on listeners to be able to hear that.
The purpose is perfect. Basically to destroy the rancher and the land, to make it worthless. And if you mm-hmm. can make it worthless and destroy their livestock, then what other resources do actually these ranchers or Native Americans actually have after you take the water supply away from the livestock?
Well, not only that, if you control the food, you control the water, you control the land, you completely control the people.
Yep.
Amen.
That's
said that? Harry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger.
Surprise!
Yeah, big surprise there, huh?
Yeah. So, Laz, are you going to be also out at the press conference that Clive and Bundy is going to be holding tomorrow?
Oh, you betcha. I mean, it's going to be an epic tomorrow. I'm not going to miss that. Most definitely, I'm not going to miss that. I'm going to be there, and then I will probably even try to go back to Harry Reid after that.
Oh, that'd be great, you know.
I just had one of the...
or maybe a miniature parade with a bunch of signs that says Bundy's not guilty.
I just had one of the deputies poke his head in just to make sure that I was celebrating with the Bundys. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, wow.
God is great.
I wish Laura, I wish you and Thomas Lacavera was here and Brian Lang. I mean, the alternative media was so powerful today. I was just, God only knows how I felt, you know, wishing you guys were here.
Well, we were there. We were there. You were there. And that's us being there. And that's how we have to look at it from now on, is wherever one of us are, that's where RTR will be.
And I know what you mean by boots on the ground, because I really would have loved to have been there. But I definitely was there in spirit, and I was definitely there watching live.
And that's awesome, you know. But, I mean, you guys are amazing.
It's not the same, I know.
I mean, this is justice, and you know, we can't stop now. We cannot stop. We got to move forward. You know, we as Americans, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, or brown. As Americans, we have a constitutional right to protect our property, our liberty, and our pursuit to happiness.
That's right. For all of our race baiting friends out there on the other side, Laz, what is your genetic background?
Genetically, I'm Spanish European and Mexican American, but I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, people like Laz destroy the narrative that's trying to be crafted that we're all just these mean hobgoblins who hate people. Like the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way.
Yeah. Another supremacist, yeah.
Oh, yeah. New article, and of course, within the first paragraph, they have to mention how. this coverage is being covered by Hate Watch. It makes me, I did a video once where I took a video of me smacking my head in the wall, after seeing one of these clips. And I keep reminding myself of that every time I see something from the SPLC. It just makes me want to smack my face in the wall. You want to talk about a hateful organization. Yeah. Is an organization that is so sour. Oh, and not only them, but guess who else was heard from today? The Center for Biological Diversity, of course, was out there, and they were reduced to a footnote. With all that Soros funding and all of the rigmarole that goes behind that organization, they were literally reduced to a footnote.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, and all of the above that are these UN Agenda 21 UN Agenda 2030 supporters and these people who've been behind the push, the Center for
Biological Diversity.
Thank
Don't forget Mr. Suckling.
Mr. Suckling. I would love to be a fly on the wall because out of all the corruption that they have done and used to try to steal these resources, it came out in the wash.
Suckling, does that, when I hear the name Suckling, I have this image. I know I'm Christian, I'm trying not to be too judgmental, but when I hear that word Suckling, I have to compare it to what I've actually viewed this person as being, which is a parasite. I'm sorry, I had to go there. I just had to go there.
Well, parasites do that.
What do you use, salve, to get rid of sucklings, or parasites, rather?
Well, you know what, wow. Debbie, that made that video, that live streaming, she did an amazing job. Matter of fact, she should be here within 15 minutes because most of us are going to gather with Shauna Cox. But she made that video awesome, the way she drilled the Center of Biological Diversity. That guy, I forgot the name of the gentleman. But she just destroyed him, and I wish she was.
I'll hold on a second. Allow me to refresh your memory on his name. That would be Suckling.
Suckling. I wish Suckling was there this time, but unfortunately, he was not there. He was the other gentleman from the Center of Biological Diversity was there.
I'm sorry. Suckling's associate.
Yeah, there you go. So, she did an amazing job. When I saw her video, I was just in awe. I was just baffled because I was on the other side, totally the opposite where she was at. And I wish I was there to pick up most of the way she was drilling the guy. She did an amazing job. Right.
We got to cut short. We're gonna be going to our second hour break in just a few seconds. I heard the music there. Go ahead and go to break, Mike. We'll be back shortly after a few words from our sponsors after this break. Mike, are you there? Oh, he needs 20 seconds. Okay.
I want to thank Laz, too. I want to thank him so much for always being there, being so involved. And I do wonder, Laz, with all of your research and with everything that has gone on, I wonder if this is going to explode even bigger, showing the Uranium One connection, the Hillary Clinton connection, and all of that.
Oh, you mean the real Russian collusion? We'll be back after a few words. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR, Truth Reloaded on Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcast.